Vibe coding is a term used to describe programming based entirely on code generated by artificial intelligence. The programmer then just briefly describes his requirements in natural language, and the LLM, language model, translates this into code. Proponents of this method praise it because it allows results to be obtained quickly, and you can create even without understanding the code you are working on, while opponents point out that no major functional program is likely to be created this way. In this topic, however, I will not repeat and analyze the arguments of the different sides of the conflict, but try this approach in practice, based on a simple but practical task. I've set myself the goal of creating a new browser Electro database of IoT devices, all on a vibe coding style basis, of course, i.e. without writing code, no code editing, yes, without even looking at the code, and even without giving the AI any error codes. Beginners don't like this. I wanted the developed site to be able to conveniently display, filter, browse, and search data taken from an existing list of devices in JSON format. I used free ChatGPT from OpenAI, planning to fit in a daily query limit for the more powerful model. ChatGPT has the ability to use what is known as Conwa, an interactive editor where the AI can generate and modify code in real time to create simple pages. The user sees the finished result and can preview the generated code, but does not have to manually change anything in it. To start, I developed a prompt, which is a query to the AI written in natural language. In the prompt, I included a link to a simple database in JSON, over 750 entries, a sample of the data format, and a brief description of what should be on the page. First result, and it's already pretty good. The browser works, but there are shortcomings. I started to score the model one by one what I wanted it to improve. After each step, I verified the result. Here's a summary, my subsequent messages to the AI. Number of occurrences in the module circuit lists. Filter cleaning buttons. Pagination fix, because when there were 50 pages, there were 50 buttons with page numbers. Greater selection of quantities per page. Finally, top of the keywords. At this stage, a problem arose. The code stopped compiling. Fortunately, there is an option in Conwa to automatically have the model fix it. I can't believe it. He seriously did it. He fixed the error. So I continued. On in one hut. Here, however, something strange happened. I had to go as far as looking into the code. Conwa allows you to preview the changes. I went back and corrected the query. I was greeted with an error. However, this time again, the AI was able to fix it. It even generated an explanation of what was wrong. The finished effect can be seen here. I think it came out pretty well. In summary, the results, in my opinion, are very good, especially for the tool used. I deliberately chose the most popular and available model. I did not want to present paid models, as even a small fee could already sift out some users. I also did not want to use tools that require installation, IDE add-ons, or entire AI-based environments. Perhaps I will devote a separate topic to them. For example, we will then test GitHub Copilot. In this topic, I focused on the simplest option, but nevertheless got satisfactory results. Towards the end of the site's development, problems with the scalability of such an approach started to emerge. AI would at times remove sections of code, but a properly worded prompt was able to solve most problems. Also, Conwa itself automatically offered the option to fix the error. Does this mean that AI will also generate us large projects, such as our own Electroda-style forum engine? Of course not. This method only works for smaller projects, and very quickly you can run into an impassable wall without any programming knowledge. Nevertheless, I think that even a simple website like the one shown today would have been a good job for a beginner freelancer a few years ago, but today, no one is likely to make much money from it. Such simple pages can be generated by oneself with a minimum of knowledge, and with increasing knowledge, the possibilities grow much faster than they used to. For this reason, I personally foresee, not to write C, in the future, a great decrease in demand for programmers, especially juniors, combined with a huge amount of low-quality code flooding the internet. This was just my opinion, though. What do you guys think? Have you already suggested anything useful for yourselves in Conwa? And if so, what? P.S. This presentation assumed that all code is in the AI context window. You could improve this way and prompt individual modules separately. For example, one backend file with the database separately, give the database structure, front-end fragments separately, etc. Then the solution scales much better.